Mondo Hollywood. My name is Amanda Stefaniak, and we are celebrating the careers of Duane Eddy and author Paul Auster, also sometimes filmmaker, who both passed away on April 30th. Duane Eddy at the age of 86 and Paul Auster at the age of 77. And we started off today's show with Rebel Rouser here on UMFM. And that was the 1958 song that Duane Eddy co-wrote with Lee Hazelwood. And it was featured in many films, including 1994's Forrest Gump and The Sandlot. And so let's spend the first half hour with Duane Eddy, the man with the million-dollar twain, and with a couple of other songs that he wrote with Hazelwood at the beginning of their careers. And that song was also, Tarantino used a lot of Duane Eddy's songs in his movies, including Natural Born Killers. But first up, let's hear a song called Why Must I Die? And it was written, the movie is called Why Must I Die? It's a 1960 film that was starred Deborah Paget. And the song that Duane Eddy and Lee Hazelwood wrote for that one was The Girl on Death Row.
Her eyes were once so full of dreams. Her young heart filled with lover's schemes. Now every second she must borrow. They take her life tomorrow. Is she guilty? She says no. The girl on death row. Now someone holds her trembling hand. Another says, please understand. Why can't they see it in her face? Another should be in her place. Is she guilty? She says no. The girl on death row. Her young dreams never will come true. Her innocence they never knew. Until they found the guilty one. They're sorry now for what they've done. But it's late, too late for the girl on death row. The girl. Thank you.
was Duane Eddy and the Ballad of Paladin, also known as the Have Gun, Will Travel theme, one of the great classic westerns of the 50s. And you're listening to Mondo Hollywood on 101.5 UMFM. And today we are paying tribute to the careers of Duane Eddy and author Paul Auster. And before Paladin, we heard Ring of Fire, which is not the Johnny Cash Ring of Fire, but actually the title song for a 1961 film starring the TV fugitive David Janssen. And Duane Eddy, he also kind of starred in a couple of movies, including Because They're Young, 1960. He also had a song called that as well, but we'll hear a version with James Darren. And The Wild Westerners from 1962 and The Savage Seven from 1968. And then we'll hear from 62's Wild Westerners, the theme song for that. And actually, that was released as a 45 single with Ballad of Paladin on the other side. So it's kind of cool that they had two hits back in 58. And then we'll have another from the movie Selma, Duane Eddy's House of the Rising Sun cover, which is pretty amazing. And also the cover of TV show's Peter Gunn. So let's get back to the music right after these commercials.
Hi, this is Jimmy Darren. I just want to welcome you into the club, and I know we'll all work hard to make it the best club going. I hope someday I'll have the pleasure of meeting you personally when I come to your hometown. Well, so long for now, and keep up the good work.
Because they're young. Because they're young, the stars are twice as bright above. Their dreams are new, but they'll come true. Because they're young and in love, just like me and you. See the happy couples strolling through the park, swinging hands as they go by. We know they feel the way we feel, and we also know the reason why. Because they're young, because they're young, the stars are twice as bright above. Their dreams are new, but they'll come true.
because they're young and in love, just like me and you. See the way they search to find a secret spot. Now at last, they're all alone. They touch, they kiss, and with each kiss, they remind us of the joy we've known. Because they're young, because they're young, the stars are twice as bright above. Their dreams are new, but they'll come true, because they're young and in love, just like me and you, just like me and you.
And from the 1968 cult classic directed by Richard Rush, The Savage Seven, that was Cream with Anyone for Tennis. And that was a movie that Duane Eddy appeared in. And it could be because Dick Clark, the American Bandstand guy, produced that film. So maybe why that singer is in that. And before that, we heard Duane Eddy himself from the Natural Born Killers soundtrack with The Trembler, and also with House of the Rising Sun. And you're listening to Mondo Hollywood on 101.5 UMFM. And we have one more song left in the Duane Eddy tribute. And it's Peter Gunn that he re-recorded with The Art of Noise for a 1987 film called Knights in White Satin. Might be a direct-to-video only, I can't remember. But yeah, so we'll hear that. And then we'll go into the Paul Auster tribute. And he was an author I really, really liked. I think I read a book of his called Mr. Vertigo. I remember buying it at McNally Robinson when I was a teenager, and it really struck a chord with me. And then there was a film from 1993 based on his 1990 novel called The Music of Chance that is amazing, and I highly recommend checking that out. And it stars James Spader and Mandy Patinkin and like all these great character actors, Emmett Walsh, Charles Durning, and Joel Grey. So we'll hear a trailer for that film, as well as a tribute album that a jazz musician called Jeff Gardner did. He kind of, based on more of the books of Paul Auster, so we'll hear his Music of Chance, I guess, tribute that he did in 1999. And then we'll hear a couple other songs from Paul Auster's films he directed, co-directed with director Wayne Wayne, including 1995 Smoke and Blue in the Face, and some other great films with Harvey Keitel that he, a lot of great New York independent films that you want to check out. So let's get back into the music right away with Peter Gunn. We'll be right back.
Brooklyn Boogie. Pretty for the people. Flatbush Extension. Coney Island. Bell Parkway, in the boogie for the Brooklyn. Come in, boy, Lucino. Yeah, boy. Yeah, play some tones for the Borough Hall. We'll be right back.
young man, no bigger than this. The chocolate egg cream was not to be missed. Some Ubex chocolate syrup, seltzer water mixed with milk. You stirred up into a heady froth, tasty just like syrup. You scream, I steam, we all want egg cream. You scream, I steam, we all want egg cream. Now you can go to Junior's, Dave's on Canal Street, and I think there's Ken's in Boston, there must be some in L.A. But Becky's on King's Highway was the egg cream of choice, and if you don't believe me, go ask any of the boys. You scream, I steam, we all want egg cream. You scream, I steam, we all want egg cream.
Soundtrack of Blue in the Face, that was Lou Reed with Egg Cream, a frequent collaborator of author and director Paul Auster, and he appears in that improvised film. They shot it in 5 days along the side. They were filming Smoke at the same time, so they kind of just did them both. It's hard to find, so I do want to revisit that, but it's great. And before that, we heard Rachel Portman with Augie's Photos from the 1995 soundtrack of Smoke, and also Louis Prima with Brooklyn Boogie. And we're coming up to the end of Mondo Hollywood here on UMFM, and thank you so much for listening. I'll be back with a Mother's Day episode next week. And so let's go see. So we'll have a couple more songs here, and including from 1998, Lulu on the Bridge, which Paul Auster wrote and direct, and it features Harvey Keitel and Mira Sorvino, and we'll hear Holly Cole from that soundtrack. And right now we'll hear another song from Blue in the Face. This is David Byrne and the late artist Selena with God's Child.
Thank you. treacherous wrong.
The city of the world. Everything in it happens at once.
Two total strangers.
Pick you up on the road, you look half dead, you tell me this wild story. Why the hell should I believe a word of it?
Destiny drew them together.
I gotta see what you can do with my own eyes.
Hey, no problem, partner. I'll show you my stuff. You'll be so impressed your mouth will drop open. I'll make your eyes fall out of your head.
It's crazy.
Fate made them friends.
We can't have no uninvited guests sneaking through the gate.
We got an invitation.
Now, I don't know who's responsible for it, but he's one hell of a little poker player.
Together, they'll discover.
What makes you think anything's going to be different this time?
We took lessons.
That life is a game of chance.
A full house. What can you do to answer that, Jack?
Well, buddy, it looks like we have to walk on.
But nobody plays by the rules.
I told you before it was a mistake to trust these guys.
We let them leave and never pay us back.
What is this, some kind of a prank?
Anything like that can seriously hamper a man's ability to express himself.
It does have a way of adjusting focus, don't it?
James Spader, Mandy Patinkin, Charles Durning, Joel Gray, and M. Emmett Walsh. A dark tale of destiny and revenge. A film by Philip Hodge. The music of chance.
Go away or make it better, 'cause I would do either one for you. This is not the way you should see me. This is not the face I recognize. Could I lay my head down here for a moment? Would you sing to me like I'm your child? 'Cause I'm not angry, I'm not crying, I'm just in over my head. You could be the angel weight on my shoulder when all of the other angels left. Make it go away, 'cause I am weak and this is more than one should have to take. If you do this for me, then I will promise I'll make it go away for you someday. There are reasons, silver linings. There are lessons, but I don't care, 'cause I just need a hand that I can hold on to when it's darker than day. Just make it go away, or make it better, 'cause I would do either one for you. I make it go away, or make it better. Isn't that what love is supposed to do? Just make it go away, or